final presentation.
Good morning. Thank you for coming, and I do have accent because I'm originally from Russia. I will present in Russia. I hope you will understand. Feel free to ask me if you have difficulty. I will present on our project, which was focused on developing materials, educational materials for physicians and women in Russia. I don't have any commercial relationship with these topics, and I present information in this presentation in our work has been conducted by a group, international group of researchers from US and from Russia. We established a group in 2003 with our first project, which was funded by NIH Fogarty Center, and we developed a group of professionals which really dedicated to preventing FAS, FASD in Russia. As I said, we had first project in 2003, and with this project we established relationships with university in Russia, and we also assessed situation, drinking during pregnancy, attitudes toward drinking, knowledge about FAS, and available services in Russia at this time. And second project which we conducted actually is project which I am going to present today, which this project was focused on developing education materials. Why Russia? We know that research showing that in countries with high levels of alcohol consumption and limited knowledge about alcohol and risk of consumption of alcohol during pregnancy, we know that FAS, FASD rates may be higher. And highest rates at this time has been shown in South Africa, as you probably know. There are no available data for Russia, but we really know that Russia is country with one of the highest levels of alcohol consumption in the world, and you can see this map which was developed by WHO showing that Russia has highest rates, and Russia has also very very hazardous drinking patterns with very large amounts of alcohol consumption on different social occasions. What is very concerning that alcohol consumption has been increasing since beginning of 90s, and chief medical officers of the Russian Federation recently expressed very serious concerns about increasing levels of alcohol consumption. What is new in this field is that commercials and alcohol producers, they really target young population and women now, and there is change in types of alcohol which consumed by most of population now, most widespread consumption would be beer and low alcohol containing liquids, which really target women and young population. You can see on left side there is a picture of new vodka. It is very high alcohol containing liquid, which actually is described as not really harmful, and a producer of this vodka is saying that this vodka is not more harmful than chocolate for women. So it's really target specific population. As I said, there is no information and there haven't been any epidemiological studies on FAS, FASD in Russia. There have been few studies conducted in Russia. One study was done by Ed Riley and a group of researchers from US. They trained physicians in Moscow, and these physicians conducted study and assessed FAS in orphanages for children with mental health problems in Moscow. They evaluated more than 2,000 children, and they found that rate of FAS, it is complete FAS, was 7.9% in these orphanages, which is very high. Another study was conducted in another city, in north part of Russia. A group of researchers from US evaluated medical charts of children in babies' homes. Babies' homes, orphanages for children aged 0 to 4. So they found that 13% of children might be diagnosed with FAS. They had all features which would be diagnosed as FAS. And 45% of children has different characteristics which would indicate alcohol exposure during pregnancies as children, which is very, very high. And you probably know that adoption studies showing that there is concern about adopting children from Russia because of alcohol exposure during pregnancy. One of our faculty on project conducted a small study in St. Petersburg. He assessed infants born in maternity hospital, and this maternity hospital received referral for women who didn't receive any prenatal care. So it's definitely high-risk group. And in this high risk, he found that from 7 to 9% of newborns had complete FAS, which could be diagnosed at birth. We also, with our first study, we received some data which could show us risk for alcohol-exposed pregnancies in Russia. We conducted a survey of women in St. Petersburg and Nizhny Novgorod region. St. Petersburg is one of the largest urban population city in Russia. In Nizhny Novgorod region, it is a more rural area in Russia, so we wanted to have a very diverse sample. We assessed more than 800 participants. We recruited women at women's clinics, so it wasn't really a risk population. It was just general population women's clinics. And study was conducted in 2004-2005. We interested in contraception and alcohol consumption. 73% of non-pregnant women childbearing age reported that they might be at risk for pregnancy, and our criteria was much less strict than CDC criteria for project choices. We asked women if they had any unprotected intercourse in the last 6 months. So 73% of women, they said yes, they did have unprotected intercourse. Out of this group, 92% reported alcohol consumption. And 64% of these women, general population, they reported that they had binge drinking. They consumed more than 4 drinks on one occasion. And more specifically and more risky, 32% and 33%, they reported that they had binge drinking more than once a month, which considers very high risk for alcohol-exposed pregnancies. And even more concerning, we had a group of women, about 35% of women in this population, they were trying to get pregnant. They reported that they didn't have contraception because they wanted to get pregnant. And out of this group, 88% reported that they continued to drink, and 56% reported binge drinking, and more than 20% reported binge drinking more often than once a month, which really very high level of alcohol consumption. At the same time, we found very high risk for alcohol-exposed pregnancies, but at the same time, we found decline in consumption after pregnancy recognition. 20% of women continue to drink during pregnancy, but as you could compare to previous slide, majority of women, they reduce significantly or stop drinking during pregnancy. Also, women indicated that interventions by OBGYN physicians would be best for them because they really trust physicians and they believe that physicians would provide very good advice for them. And also we found that materials for physicians and materials for women were not available at this time. This is why we focused our next project on developing materials, training materials for physicians and educational materials for women. And this study was funded by CDC through cooperative agreement with AUCD. When we developed materials, we had to go through different steps because we were very lucky to be able to use materials developed by regional training centers and by CDC, but we needed to translate materials, select materials. We also needed to find what would be best way to educate physicians, and we actually found that continuing education courses in Russia would be a most feasible way to educate large groups of physicians. We used train-the-trainer model, and we also, with CDC curriculum, we developed a curriculum in Russian language, which is competency-based. We focused our training for pediatricians. When we tested materials, we focused on FAS diagnosis, and you can see example on the slide of materials in Russian. Lipfiltrum guide in Russian now is available at University of Washington website, so Russian physicians can purchase there, and any Russian speaking physicians can receive this Lipfiltrum guide, which was translated. We conducted evaluation of these materials in randomized clinical trial, and we enrolled 138 physicians, pediatricians, and OBGA physicians at continuing education courses. In Russian education, continuing education system, physicians come once in 5 years. They have to complete full-time training for 1 or 2 months. So basically, they're out of work. They have a special academic leave time to complete this training. So we were able to test our materials in this kind of trainings. So we randomly assigned a group of physicians to control experimental condition, and experimental group received 3 hours training on FAS, which was included in the continuing education materials. Results of our study showing that pediatricians and OBGA physicians who received training significantly improved knowledge in all aspects of FAS. Also, it was very important for us to assess attitudes toward drinking during pregnancy, because our first studies showed that it was really accepted by most physicians that women could drink a little bit during pregnancy, and they basically were giving this kind of advice. What was very good result for us, that we were able to show that pediatricians and OBGA physicians in experimental group showed significantly less acceptance of any alcohol consumption during pregnancy. So we really were able to affect the attitudes toward drinking during pregnancy. Additionally to this, pediatricians had significant higher competency and readiness to include FASD diagnosis and screening in their practice. They also changed the attention to address alcohol consumption during pregnancy when they evaluate children for second neurological disorders and behavioral problems. We didn't find they were not really ready to address prevention for future pregnancies with mothers of their children. And we thought we really didn't focus in our training on this specific topic, but this is one of modules which we really suggest, and we believe that pediatricians need to learn this, and we really want to focus on increasing their willingness to participate in prevention efforts. With OBGA physicians, our training was focused on developing skills for screening and brief intervention, and we found that our training really significantly increased their skills, and physicians reported that they were ready, willing, and really ready to take our materials and implement in their practice. We also developed materials for women, and we used different materials developed in U.S., including CDC, NIAAA, NOFAR, Smart Chalk Dimes. Materials were developed and assessed in focus groups, so we received information from women what kind of materials they would prefer to have. And based on this information from focus groups, we developed two types of material. We had two brochures, one with positive images and one brochure with negative images. And the reason for this was because women indicated that for women who drink, women and physicians both, they wanted to have materials which would scare women, which would make real them to concern a lot about alcohol consumption, and this is what we completed. We tested brochures in randomized clinical trial. We had 3 groups of women, and each group received different type of material. 420 women participated in this test. And as a result, we found that brochures which we developed, when women were able to just receive this brochure and read it, in 1 month's follow-up, these women showed significantly increased knowledge about FAS, which maintained in 1 month. They were able to tell much more about FAS. And it's also very important that just receiving brochure and reading brochure change women's attitudes, because women who were in our experimental group, they reported lower acceptance of any alcohol use during pregnancy, which was very important again, and much lower misconceptions and increased belief that any alcohol, including beer, red wine, and any different types of alcohol, may be harmful for fetus. Both positive and negative brochures were effective in changing knowledge and attitudes, and we're still analyzing data on the effects. We have seen more emotional effect, which we could see in group that received negative brochure, but we still analyzing this data. So in our future directions, we already developed a website to disseminate information, and this is another project which is funded by CDC through cooperative agreement with AUCD. This website is functioning, which is saying NET FAS, NET, which in Russian means no FAS, which basically no FAS, no. And we also recently received funding to conduct clinical trial to evaluate brief physician-based intervention, which is based on project choices model, and we are at the beginning of this project right now. Thank you very much.
We have a question for Tatiana before we open it for additional ones.
At this time, because we receive basically equal results with positive and negative brochure, we recommend to use both. And what we're going to do, we in our next study, we're going to use both brochures. And both brochures will be available, and actually now available to download from this website for women. What we also want to evaluate, because our initial hypothesis was that brochures with negative images might be more effective with women with high alcohol consumption. So now we're looking at our data to see if subgroup of women with high alcohol consumption, if the reaction on brochure was different than in general. But if we look at general population, we can say that basically both brochures equally effective. It hasn't been difference. Negative brochure caused more emotional reaction. Women were more concerned, reported being more concerned, more upset, but it didn't have really differences between groups in knowledge and attitudes. I think we might want to conduct another study to just target specifically women with high levels of alcohol consumption, and to see what would be different between positive and negative brochure, because this was initial hypothesis. But in general, if you think about general population women, there wasn't difference. The women's clinic in general, Russia has very good public health set up for prenatal care. Each woman can receive free prenatal care as much as she needs, and all this will be free at clinics, which are public health, public women's clinics. For substance abuse, there are public programs available, outpatient and inpatient clinics available. Treatment is very much medical oriented. It is not, AA programs, for example. But actually, most recently, AA programs have been available as well. So treatment for substance abuse is available, and part of intervention, a brief physician intervention, would be to assess, provide feedback, conduct intervention based on project choices model, and if needed, to give referral for substance abuse treatment.
Well, project. Well, the project choices, there were a number of women, you know, who were using illicit drugs and were smokers. I was not actually around at that time, so I can't really say. But Dr. Sepperidge, who was to present this, is one of the original PIs, and she'd probably be best to probably answer that question.
This is just based on the state-based projects that we have currently. I think one of the things that the clinician, the interventionists do is they really need to meet women where they are. And because these women have so many multiple issues, you know, you can't just, if they're not ready to talk about birth control, they're not ready to talk about birth control. So, you know, from that perspective, you know, that's part of the whole concept of behind motivational interview. We really are kind of meeting the woman where she is, and then eventually to try to move her, you know, towards some of these things so that she can begin to modify those other behaviors as well. But I would guess that most interventionists would say that you really do need to kind of meet them where they're at.
And I think that that's also part of faith in your paper, saying that, you know.
Yeah, I would say that this session did focus more on primary prevention, but focusing on secondary prevention is also something that our team is very interested in, and also looking more, like you said, we focused thus far more on interventions for children. You might be aware of our project. CDC provided the first federal funding in developing and testing interventions for children, but now we do want to look more at youth and young adults. And we're looking to have a funding opportunity announcement come out to test some of those interventions for older and young adults. So we're not yet into adults and older adults, but we have to go a little bit at a time. And that's wonderful that your daughter's been a speaker for NOFAS and everything. And also, like you said, recognizing other conditions that are often mistaken for FASDs, and that's something that hopefully our FASD regional training centers will be able to better educate providers to be ready to diagnose properly and not continue to mistake it for other conditions until the child is 16 sometimes.
Family planning folks.
you do need to do the additional training, and I think sometimes there is some buy-in that has to occur in order to get your foot in the door. But I think the projects with Project Choices and with the state projects, that they've really been successful in starting to make those connections, and it's hard work and it takes a long time. So we're really proud of those groups that have sort of taken the torch to go out into the field to really start working with systems and getting systems to connect.
I'd like to go back just very quickly to your question. And as Mary Kate was saying, with some of our state projects, you know, the interventionists are meeting the women where they are. And, you know, part of the Project Choices and with the motivational intervention techniques, basically, that's, you know, there's goal setting that's involved. So some of the women, you know, who are participating in these programs, you know, they're setting goals. The goals are not limited to reducing alcohol use or, you know, effectively contracepting. You know, it may be other things that they also want to change about their lives. And as Mary Kate was also saying, I think that our state programs are doing a nice job, you know, of trying to address several issues and also trying to link these women with the types of services that they may need.
Thank you everyone so much for coming so early in the morning today, and we hope it was a productive session. And take some more materials if you like. Lighten our suitcase. So I guess we need our things here.